Francisco's Landscaping.
Oh, hi, Tanner. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. I got your message to call you back, and I guess you spoke with Shalette earlier about maybe adding another site to your business?
Yeah, so I was talking to her about, I've been with you guys for a while now and haven't really even talked to you much about my own website.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Space Coast Landscaping goes, I think that needs to be revamped and some love there. I had an expensive commercial shot and I think you guys just uploaded it. There's no call to action. There's nothing. We got like zero leads or calls from that commercial. Yeah, I mean, it's just been terrible. So now that I finally got you on the phone, I want to definitely look at, vamping that up. And then I'm just started another company and was, maybe looking at you guys for the lead provider.
Okay. So just to clarify, Shalette that spoke with you earlier, she's in customer support. She's the one that could help you with all the edits to the site for Space Coast Landscaping. And I can transfer you over to that department. All I do is I'm more on the front end where I set up new accounts. So I think that's why she sent me the message. It was more about, the new business. But the good news is for Space Coast Landscaping, even though that's not my department, any revisions that you make to that site, they are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So you can definitely get with someone that I could transfer you to when we're done, and they can go over all of those edits with you, and they'll get it knocked out.
I think you just reached out to me before they could, so that's fine. As far as the new business goes, it's called Tidy Tails. It's a pet waste removal company. I kind of have a website I kind of want to mimic, and as far as back end, like customer, like a follow up, as far as on the back end when they click a package, if they, finish typing their email or something, or just click away from the page, they'll get offered like a 20% or 30% discount or whatever. Just so some back end stuff there. And website, I was going to use a CRM called Sweep and Go.
Sweep and Go.
Sweep and Go, yes.
So is it an N or and? Sweep N or and?
Let me see. Sweep and, like the symbol and. Sweep and Go.
Okay.
Software.
Okay.
Or there's another one called Jobber, which is a CRM, but I like the Sweep and Go the way that looks better. So I don't know if you're familiar with either of those or the team. But I'm open to whatever, as long as, I get access. I mean, the Sweep and Go is more tailored towards the pet waste removal.
What's the website that you're hoping to mimic? I want to take a look at that.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull up the exact. Okay, so it's swoopscoop.com.
Swoopscoop.com. Okay, let's look at it.
Yeah, so when it pops up, I like that, gives you a free quote on, so you can do pretty much everything on the website as far as getting a quote right online. And it's just simple. I don't need nothing too much, but, this is just looks simple enough. And I know they have good, they do about $2 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah, so they do.
You know what?
Well,
it's funny because there was a category that opened up in a different area today for that industry, and one of the reps was trying to send me a call, and I said, "Oh, is this name Tanner by chance?" Because I didn't look at the area. And she said no, but she was saying that she's seeing a lot of that now, that it's getting very popular. So, wow, it seems like you're a little bit ahead of the curve because, I had never seen it in the past.
In Brevard County. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So
right.
I didn't see any really good, any companies doing it in Brevard County. And, I kind of go hand in hand with landscaping, really not too much more startup costs. So if I can just really get the lead dialed in, I really kind of want to focus on, you know, Melbourne, Vieira, Rocco's area and just really crush it over here. But yeah, I mean, it's a newer, I mean, it's been around forever, but there's not too many people doing it, and it's really good, you know, residual income.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. It comes to mind. I know that when I was in my mom's neighborhood last, there was a house that had kind of like a front lawn in the front. And, they must have had a little dog because it was filled with like mines of poop. And I was kind of thinking like how tacky that looks being that it's in front of the house. Like if it's in the back of the house, you can close the gate and maybe hide it for a few days. But I mean, who even wants that in the back of their house too, you know?
I'm going to do estimates in people's backyards. I'm having a dog landmine and scrape stuff off my. Oh my, this is terrible. So
yeah, so there's a big need for that out there, definitely. Yeah, good for you. I like that.
So how does another question is how does that you were going back to the rankings? So is that another keyword or something that's being popped up on Google Ads or SEO? Is there a way to check how many people are actually searching for a pet waste removal company?
Of course, yeah, and matter of fact, there are keywords that are associated with that that would also be tied into the website for you. And then the nice thing about it is that I would recommend that you go initially with the same package that you had for Space Coast, which is the Platinum package. We could definitely match the pricing that you had for that, which was a discounted rate of just $249 monthly, but it also would include Facebook ads. So what we would do is not only ramp up the website and get that up and running for you, but we would also optimize the site to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area, and then program it into the mobile platform, meaning that it would also come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then just as you have, I'm wrong. You have Google Ads running for Space Coast. So what
Interested in Google Ads, too. I think Facebook is great. I have a lot of success with Google, too. So if we can do some Google Ads and SEO with Google, I'd love that.
Okay. So the budget minimum requirement to run Google Ads has now been raised to $300 a month. So I don't know if you want to jump in full-fledged and do like $449 monthly just to get the site up and running and to get that business off the ground. If you do, $300 of that goes directly to Google to run those ads for you. So with Facebook, they only require $100, which is why you could do $249. But if you wanted to do Google Ads, it would be bundled and it would be $449. I hope that makes sense and I didn't confuse you.
Yeah, it does.
Good.
You're doing great. So yeah, I'd be definitely interested in that. I think if we get the more eyes we can get on it, the quicker we can do it, the better.
Okay. Yeah. And then as far as the site that you sent me, I'll put it in the notes and send it to the technicians to mimic it as close as they can. Obviously, they'll have to stay within our template. So, you know, we'll get it to look as close to this as we can. And there's one feature that we can even add that this guy I don't see has, which is a scheduling form. So let's say that you have in your calendar, you know, Tuesday at 2:00 open, we could have the person plug in that they want Tuesday at 2:00 and schedule it directly from the site. So that might be something that will help you too. You know what I mean?
User-friendly as possible. And if you could kind of see how he does it on the back end, because I went on the site with myself and didn't finish the page. And he got, you know, you got a text or an email saying, hey, you know, you finish, you know, you get, you know, 20% or 30% off your, you know, first service or first couple months or whatever that may be to lead him back into the funnel, something like that. And then I have to do some more research on Sweep and Go myself, because I think that's how they manage their contacts and scheduling as well as far as in taking payments. So,
yes.
I don't know if that's something you
do
can
you
look
have
at as
payment
well,
integrated on the Space Coast? I'm not looking at it right now, but we do have the payment integrated sites where you can add, you know, the different links to, you know, Venmo or Zelle or credit card processing, and we can PayPal, if you will, and people can go on and pay for the service directly through the site. So we do have that capability for you as well. Now,
I don't have that on the East Coast, so I'd want to add it. That comes, that we're going to do that when we revamp the whole thing. But far as the new one, yeah, I want it to be as user friendly and easy for them as possible.
Yeah, it sounds like you want simple, but you also want it to have features that is going to help you, you know, drive traffic. I'm not sure if the feature where someone could get an instant quote is available, and I'm not sure if the feature that they can, you know, get a prompt if they click off, that they'll get a discount available. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to find out through Steve. He's our website specialist. I'm going to send him some messages based on what you like and what you want, and we'll see if he can build
those
into the site.
I have some pictures of how they do their quotes, and it's pretty much it goes off the size of the yard. It's pretty much they all go off quarter-acre lots or and 1 to 4 dogs. So
okay,
so it's. It's a set price. So if you guys can just, you know, put like a little bar where you choose 1 to 4, and then I can just give you the price. I don't know how that works. I'm terrible with tech, so I'm just kind of trying to explain to you what, you know, they got.
Yeah, I
so
see what you mean. You don't want like a customized for just a basic ballpark for someone with 1 to 4 dogs,
yeah,
and they have so many. Yeah, so much footage or so much acres, and then you can give them a quote that way. So, okay, so I'll find out from Steve if those features are available, and if they are, I'll get back with you shortly. You said you needed to do some more research, so are you thinking of getting this set up today, or are you just kind of looking into it right now, or what's your thoughts there?
I'm ready. So I've set up the bank account tomorrow at 11.
Okay.
But I don't need to have the bank account open to get started. Whatever you think, I'm ready to get this ball moving. So.
Okay.
I don't have any. I don't have the logo done yet. So far, I've got the name, everything, EIN, all that's been approved. Now I'm working on the bank account tomorrow, and the logo is going to be.
Going full-fledged. Yeah, okay. So technically, we could get it set up today. I just want to confirm that, you know, what you want is available. And if it's not, just set a proper expectation, because I don't want to, you know, charge you $449 and start, you know, the whole campaign, and then you find out after the fact, we can or can't do this or that. So let me just look into those two things and see if they can put in some, you know, kind of predetermined cookie cutter pricing, you know, on a quote basis.
It doesn't have to be real sophisticated at all. Just very basic, so they get the idea, and if they do click something, I get a notification in their, you know, their contact.
Yep. Yeah. What about the pricing, if we could do it like on a page, a link that would say pricing is as follows, 1 to 4 dogs, X amount of feet, this, or, you know, would that work if it was?
Yeah,
like
I wouldn't say, I don't really like having a pricing page. I liked how they had it a little more interactive. So it kind of seems a little more personal instead of just having a price page. Because I think if you just have a price page, that's kind of all people want to see, is when they'll look at it and kind of disappear from it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like with the website, I think they kind of lead, you know, they take all your information for the free quote. They lead you down that sales funnel.
Yeah.
You know? So pretty much after you're done, you click select your price, and then you put in your credit card information. I think I haven't dug too much into it. I just wanted to make sure that was even possible. So now that I'm on the same page, I dive into it a little bit more. But this is all, you know,
well,
I'm doing
this
all pretty
quick.
This guy
says he services Seattle, so I'm going to just put in a Seattle zip code here and just see. So then what does it do? Then it takes you to a page that asks you for more information, like your address and your email and all that. Let's see.
Not even just your zip code. I think it's just your zip code and then how many dogs you have.
Okay. Here we go. Okay, so number of dogs. Okay, and then...
You see how the little slider is kind of interactive.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I do this. I put get free quote. Okay, so then it pulled up. Okay, so it actually does ask for a cell phone, but I was able to get to this page without entering it. Let's see if I click out if it sends me that. No, it didn't send me that.
A follow-up.
Yeah, it didn't send me the follow-up. Let me see again.
You didn't put the phone number.
No, I didn't.
Because the phone number was.
Yeah, because I know that, I mean, websites can't track that stuff automatically. Somebody has to enter the information. So that's what I'm trying to, because I know we can definitely do a contact form where it would send you the information. I'm just trying to find out, like, if somebody did enter it.
They texted me. Yeah, so I had to enter my phone number. So they texted me, finish signing up for Swoop Scoop at swoopscoop.com and get $30 off with promo code SCOOP30. Data and message rates may apply, stop to opt out. And then yesterday sent me another text message. Tired of scooping dog poop? Save $50 at Poop Scoop this week with promo code SCOOP50.
Okay.
So it does like a follow-up text with the website and a promo code.
Mm-hmm. So I'll find out from Steve to make sure.
Their number on the website. Okay.
Yeah, they'd have to enter. That's what I was thinking. I'm sure that somebody can't just go to a website and click for pricing and then automatically.
No, I'm not looking for automatic tracking, but if they put their information already, but just decide not to check out, it gives them a follow-up.
Okay.
Yeah, so automatic tracking, but if just they already put their information in, just a follow-up text or email, whatever they put in.
Okay, so I'll find out and make sure that if those features can be added, that we can add them, and then I'll call you back. And if they can't and you still want to get it set up, then definitely I'll help you get it set up. If they can, then that's even better, right? But I just want to make sure that, you know, if we do something for you that, you know, I'm setting a proper expectation. I don't want to promise you the moon and the stars and then find out that we can't do it, you know? So so let me just find out from... Yeah, that department, and I'll call you back in an hour or so, okay?
Sounds good. I'll be hanging out, so.
And I'll text you to my direct line, Tanner. It's Tina. I'm at extension 777. I remember speaking with you in the past regarding the payment and whatnot. So that way, you know, if you have any questions, you can also reach out to me again, okay?
All right, perfect. Thank you, Ms. Tina. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem. I'll talk to you shortly. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah.